Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 27th. Four cities in Colorado, Pueblo, Aspen, Boulder, and Nederland, are moving toward lower-cost renewable energy sources to save residents money on their utility bills. Eric Galatis has this story.
As the Trump administration continues to roll back Obama-era policies designed to slow climate change, a new report from the Sierra Club shows how cities across the U.S., including four in Colorado, are taking steps to remove fossil fuels from their energy portfolios. Jody Van Horn with the group says while some cities may have little in common, they share a commitment to a clean energy future.
There has been a movement of cities across the United States, red and blue, west and east, and everything in between, moving towards 100% clean renewable energy like solar and wind.
Municipalities highlighted in the 2017 Ready for 100 report include left coast cities such as Portland, Oregon, and Abita Springs, a small town with a Republican mayor in Louisiana, a deep red state. Van Horn says so far 50 cities have made commitments to 100% renewables in one or more energy sector, electricity, buildings, or transportation. Van Horn says some see the switch as a way to reduce air pollution and the health impacts related to coal-fired power plants, which she says disproportionately impacts low-income communities and people of color. Residents in Pueblo convinced its city council to make the transition for economic reasons. Van Horn says nearly 7,000 people are cut off every year because they can't afford to pay their electric bills.
And now with the low cost of solar and wind, the city is determined to help the residents of Pueblo get out of this jam by moving towards 100% renewable energy and in the process saving them money with the switch.
Van Horn says five U.S. cities have already achieved their goals and are powered solely by renewables. In Colorado, Aspen, Boulder, Nederland, and Pueblo have made official commitments, and in July, Mayor Michael Hancock called for Denver to begin a glide path away from fossil fuels. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Gunnison County was the Wild West in the 1800s and early 1900s. Many believe that there are ghosts in the area. Now there's a group researching and documenting the unknown. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member station KBUT in Crested Butte, Ian Johnson reports on Paranormal Pursuits, the new club at Western State Colorado University, dedicated to exploring and understanding a whole new world.
The club was formed after an honors course at Western called Are Ghosts Real?, where students didn't just discuss literature and mythology surrounding the paranormal. They made it into the field for some real ghost hunting. However, as the class was winding down, club president Caitlin Burns describes how some of the students felt unfulfilled and that there was a need in the Gunnison Valley that was going unmet.
The semester was winding down and it was the end of the ghost hunting in the class. We only went like 3 times. But I feel like a lot of the class was just like talking about ghost hunting, and a lot of what this is important to be found in the field. That's where the richest experience of it is. Because without data, you're just kind of talking about an idea, but when you've been there and when you've like recorded stuff and when you've got stories to talk about, that's when it becomes really interesting.
To those who practice ghost hunting, the activity is much more than heading into a creepy house. It's a science, and the Paranormal Pursuits Club takes their investigation seriously. Students spend time learning about the equipment and proper research methods before ever going into the field. But there's still more to the paranormal. Burns explains how it's the clash of science and story that makes ghost hunting a unique and exciting experience.
There's also the folklore aspect to the paranormal in our culture, and that was something that kind of appealed to me because this activity is almost like intensive storytelling because you're going to these locations and you've got a backstory most of the time, but you're going in and you're trying to pick the story physically out of the bones of the house or the building or whatever it is. So it's beyond just like messing with gadgets. It's a really, really interesting way to like learn about the area and where you're going and the legacy of the Wild West, because that's where we are. But it's also a really cool environment to get to know people.
Community integration has been a very important part of the club early on. Burns explained that while going out into the field and collecting data is important, it's also taking the data and converting it into something viewable, such as a video that the public can watch and learn from. Paranormal Pursuits is an avenue for students to engage and learn about their community.
It's been really cool just to talk to people about their experiences and how that kind of connects us as students, because as students, we're not going to be in this community for too long unless we stick around after graduation. But when you're talking with those community members and integrating and working with local businesses, it just like allows you to burrow deeper into the Gunnison experience.
You may think that only people who believe in ghosts would want to investigate the paranormal. Well, that's just not true. At Western, the club has believers, sensitives, skeptics, flat-out deniers. It's different beliefs that Burns feels makes the club stronger. As she puts it, the data holds up better when there are those around to challenge it, when others may be caught up in the excitement. Ian Johnson, KBUT News.
The GOP's tax overhaul proposal is projected to increase the national deficit by $1.5 trillion. Workers in Colorado and across the nation will feel the impact. Eric Galatis has more.
The U.S. Senate could vote on its version of the GOP tax bill as early as next week, but labor groups are not convinced the plan is in the best interests of working families. Dennis Doherty with the Colorado AFL-CIO says the wealthiest 1% of Americans would get 80% of the proposed tax benefits. Citing analysis from the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, Doherty says workers who earn less than $75,000 a year will see their taxes go up.
So the Congressional Republican tax plan will make hardworking Coloradans pay for a massive tax giveaway for big business at a time that corporations are posting record profits. That's totally backward.
He says if the Senate's bill matches the one passed by the House, 415,000 Colorado taxpayers, the bottom 80% of earners, will end up paying more in taxes when the plan is fully phased in. Proponents of the plan have claimed that by cutting taxes on corporations and the wealthy, that money will make its way to workers through increased wages. According to the Economic Policy Institute, wages for the majority of Americans haven't stalled because of high corporate tax rates, but because of policies that have eroded workers' bargaining power. Doherty is also concerned that the plan does nothing to prevent corporations from stockpiling profits in foreign tax havens and could lead to more jobs shipped overseas.
It's going to give huge tax breaks to corporations that outsource jobs. The U.S. tax rate on most offshore profits would be reduced to zero, giving corporations more incentives to move jobs offshore.
Doherty argues a tax plan that would help working families would require Wall Street and the wealthy to pay their fair share and then put that money to work by repairing the nation's infrastructure and investing in education and other needs. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.